Climate Fighters, Taliban Wants UN Funds to Protect Fragile Environment. By Simon Kent on November 1, 2021. The Taliban hears the UN's call for global climate action now being aired at the COP26 conference in Glasgow, Scotland, with the terrorist organization offering to tackle Afghanistan's fragile environment alongside foreign agencies and, just as importantly, their funding. Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen, pictured, lamented tremendous work was needed to help Afghanistan become greener and finance for environmental projects which had been approved for UN funding under the former Afghan government must fully resume work. He stressed the extremist group, which once targeted visiting contractors, was committed to ensuring the safety of all foreign workers and there was nothing for the international community to worry about. Shaheen made his pleas on social media. The work of international agencies has previously been disrupted in the war-torn country by Taliban kidnappings, torture, mass murder and random bomb attacks, meaning welfare donors remain reluctant to work with the Islamist insurgents. Shaheen stressed, however, the Taliban has put that behind it and would be able to ensure the security of teams working on projects as well as the safe and proper transfer of millions in funding from the UN and its many agencies. This is not the first time the Taliban has looked out across Afghanistan and decided something must be done to improve the local environment. In the days immediately after the U.S. retreat, Abdul Qahar Baqi, a member of the Taliban's Cultural Commission, told Newsweek the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan wants to work with the global community on a range of projects. "We hope not only to be recognized by regional countries," Baqi said, "but the entire world at large is the legitimate representative government of the people of Afghanistan." He then predicted the Taliban could bring peoples together to tackle the challenges not only facing us but the entire humanity, and these challenges ranging from world security and climate change need the collective efforts of all. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.